Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Hosea chapter 11. We will listen to our guest reader, my wife Terry, as she reads the 12 verses of Hosea chapter 11.
Hosea chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they were called, the more they went away. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning offerings to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke of their jaws. And I bent down to them and fed them. They shall not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword shall rage against their cities, consume the bars of their gates, and devour them because of their own counsels. My people are bent on turning away from me, and though they call out to the Most High, he shall not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zebulun? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt, and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, declares the Lord. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still walks with God, and is faithful to the Holy One.
Chapter 11 is finally a little reprieve from the charges that Hosea and the Lord have been leveling against Israel. Here is a chapter of tenderness and love. In 1991, I actually wrote some things down about this chapter. I wrote, God yearns for his people. He took care of his people, yet they grew up and rejected him. But God does not want to give up on his people. He is faithful. In 2007, I was finally home from Riverton, Wyoming, when I read chapter 11, and I wrote in my journal, God raises us up. If we could ever get this, we would never walk away. He weaves us in the womb. He gives us life and sustains us. When we die, he will show us all of this, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. There will be no doubt. For verse 9 says, For I am God and not a man. He loves us even in our obstinate disobedience. Though I got home from Riverton, Wyoming back in 2007, in 2012 when I read this chapter, it was Thanksgiving and we were celebrating in Breckenridge, Colorado. So even on Thanksgiving, I spent time in God's Word when I wrote, God, when Israel was a child, I loved him, verse 1. But verse 2, But the more they were called, the more they went away. But God loved Israel tenderly. But Israel refused to return to me, and my people are bent on turning away from me. Yet God's compassion grows warm and tender. Something to be very clear about, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst. A beautiful, very tender chapter of God's love. Here, in the middle of the book of Hosea, which is all about Israel's unfaithfulness, is a chapter where God reminds them how much he's loved them and continues to love them even in their unfaithfulness. So let's look at some of the expressions of God's tender love toward Israel and toward us. Verse 1 says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." What a reminder of God like a father loving his children, the nation of Israel, and me and you. Verse 3 says, "Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them." And Ephraim is just another word or name for Israel. But what tender care God shows. He taught us to walk. He held us in his arms. He's the one that heals us as children when we were sick. Verse 4 is so tender. "I led them with cords of kindness, with bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them." Oh, the tenderness of God's love for Israel, for God's love for his children. Verse 8 says, "How can I give up on you, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender." Oh, can we sense the heart of God for his people, for us, compassionate, warm, and tender. Verse 10 says, "They shall go after the Lord. He will roar like a lion. And when he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, declares the Lord." Praise God for his love toward Israel, for his love toward you and me. Praise God for verse 9 that reminds us, "For I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst." Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that you are God, that you don't respond to us like a man, but that you love us with your tender, loving, compassionate mercy and grace. Thank you for your tenderness and your love extended to us even when we are unfaithful or unloving. Thank you for your demonstration of your love in this chapter to Israel and to us. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to these Ad Bible podcasts. May I encourage you to spread the word. Spread the word about these daily devotionals with your friends, with your family, with your church, with your Sunday school, with your home groups. Spread the word. People struggle to be in God's word on a daily basis. And this is an easy, simple way for them to join you in spending time in God's word each and every day. And you know what else? We know there are many, many listeners to Ad Bible, but we don't hear from you. So it would be encouraging to us, to me and to Gwen, to hear from you about what you're thinking and what you're getting out of Ad Bible. So you can contact us through our webpage at EzraProject.net. Just go to contact us. Or you can even call us and let us know what you think about Ad Bible at 303-369-8001. That's 303-369-8001. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you.